Thank you, Ebony. Good morning, everybody. Well, earlier we heard about some of your New Year's resolutions or some of your thoughts about what other people's New Year's resolutions should be. And in our reading from Haggai today, we heard the prophet Haggai passing on God's message to his people about the need for them to give careful thought to their ways, to their priorities. And we're going to think now about whether Haggai's words then can help us with our New Year's resolutions now. So I need a little bit of help first. So if there's anybody who would like to come and help me, then do come forward now. Isaac, are you going to help me? Lovely. Anybody else going to come and help me? No? Anybody further back want to come? Do you want to just help me pull this table forward? Lovely. Right, Isaac, it looks like you've got to do this on your own, okay? So if you want to go and stand by the table and take the lid. Oh, no, you've got some help. Excellent. We've got some help. Wonderful. Thank you. Right, if we take the lid off the big jar. Perfect. Right, we're going to start by filling it with the biggest balls on that tray first, okay? So can you find the biggest one? Oh, yeah. Perfect. Right, have we got a bit more room in there for anything else? We can get a tennis ball in, can we? Can we get more than one or just one? Just one. You reckon you can get two if you really squish it? Okay. Okay, very good. Yep, lovely. We've got two in there. Okay, have we got any room for any ping pong balls for the smaller ones? Can we fit any of those in? I'm not sure they're ever going to come out again, so my pasta will have to find a new home. Okay. Have we got as many of those ones in as we can? Is there still a little bit of room at the bottom, is there? What about the marbles? Will the marbles go down and fill the space? Take a couple each. Those ones, I know those ones got bells in, haven't they? They're very exciting. There, we can still get some marbles in. How are we doing? Have we got a bit more space still? All the marbles in? Still, we can still get marbles in. If we had more marbles, we could get more marbles in, but that was the limit of the marbles that I could find in my house, I'm afraid. Okay, can we get the lid on? Maybe we need to take a couple. Okay, those ping pong balls are never going to be any use anymore. But we did get them in. Well done. You like that one with the bell, don't you? I know. Well done. That's very good, guys. Now, if I'd had enough marbles and we just filled it with marbles, could you have then got the other ones in on top? If we'd filled it up, if I'd had enough marbles to fill the whole jar, could you then have put other things in? Yeah. Do you think you could? If I'd had enough marbles to fill the whole jar? Yeah. I think if I'd filled it completely up with marbles, you wouldn't have got any of the others in, would you? No, you put the lid on top. Yes, you did get the lid on top with all of those. That was very good. Thank you for your help. I know that you like the ones with the bells and you may play with those afterwards. But for the time being, thank you. That's lovely. For the time being, do you want to go and sit down? You may have a tennis ball to take back with you. Let's find a tennis ball. There we go. Who's taking one with the bell? You can take a tennis ball. Right, and then you can sit down. Lovely. Thank you very much. Anybody who walks around the front, be very careful, because there are now a number of balls strewn around, just to warn you. I didn't have very many marbles. I couldn't find very many. But if we'd had enough marbles, we could have filled that jar to start with, just with the marbles. And if we'd done that, we then wouldn't have been able to get any of the other things in. So what's the point of that? Well, you might think that it's your point is you can always cram in more if you keep on trying. But actually, the point I want us to make is that if we don't start by putting the big things in place first, then they'll get squeezed out by the other things. We can always fill the jar up, our lives up, with the little things. If we don't put the big things in place first, they'll get squeezed out by all the smaller things, which will take their place. Well, in Haggai, we heard about some of the Jewish people who had returned from exile in Babylon to Judah. And when they returned, they started to rebuild the temple, the special place God had given them where they could come to worship and to meet him. But things got difficult. There was opposition and the work stopped. And at the point at which we heard our reading, 14 years had passed and the people had resumed their normal lives. They'd finished rebuilding their own houses and they'd got busy with day-to-day life. And they kept putting off returning to rebuilding God's house. And so God sent Haggai. And Haggai said to them, "Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. All the little things were getting in the way of the big thing, and the little things didn't satisfy. They were all good things, but they could only satisfy when they fitted in around the main thing, a relationship with God, concern for his honour, putting the first things first. At that time, the temple was the place where God had promised he would be for his people. Now God has promised that he makes his dwelling, that he lives in his people, both individually and together. And that's why the church is God's people, not simply the building. That's what our shout was talking about. When we know Jesus as our Lord, then he makes us new and his spirit lives in us. So it's all the more important that we don't neglect the main thing, our relationship with the God who wants to live in us. That we do all we can to ensure our lives reflect God's glory, that they honour him. So as we make our New Year's resolutions, as we look ahead to this year, let's give careful thought to our ways, to making sure we put those big priorities in place so that all the other things in our lives don't squeeze them out. It might involve time to pray and read the Bible. That might be on your own, it might be with your family. Maybe joining a home group so that you can learn with others. Or changing something that you know isn't helpful to you in making God your priority. Jesus lives in us. He helps us by his Spirit. We don't do any of these things alone. So let's think about what we need to do to make our relationship with God, our honouring him, the priority in the year ahead. Well, we're going to just take a few minutes now to think about that, to respond to God in prayer. And you can just sit quietly and talk to God, but if you'd like to, you can write a prayer or a New Year's resolution about ensuring God is your first priority on the gift tag that you were given when you came in. And if you want to write that prayer or that New Year's resolution, then you can then come forward and tie it onto the Christmas tree, and the strings for the tags are on the table behind me, so you can pick one up as you go past and then go and tie it onto the Christmas tree. So I'm just going to ask Frank if he wouldn't mind just playing something quietly for us, just for a couple of minutes, to give you a chance to think about what it would mean for you to give careful thought to your ways in the coming year. What it would look like for you to make God your priority, not to be squeezed out by all the other things in our lives. And if you'd like to do so, then to write something onto that gift tag as a prayer, as a commitment and to bring it forward and tie it onto the Christmas tree.